Did you know that there are about 1.4 million new cases of type 2 diabetes diagnosed in the United States every year? While this may come as a shock to many of you, type 2 diabetes is largely prevalent in our society. However, luckily, it is equally as preventable. Hi, my name is Mehek, and I'm a 16-year-old health science student. And today I'll be discussing a wide range of prevention techniques to avoid being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. However, before we dive into the question of how to prevent this disease, first let's discuss what exactly characterizes type 2 diabetes. Diabetes, also known as hyperglycemia, is a condition that causes blood glucose levels, or in other words, sugar, to rise to levels higher than normal. Type 2 diabetes, which is caused by an unhealthy diet, lack of exercise, smoking, and unhealthy weight gain, is characterized by the body's inability to use insulin correctly. This process, known as insulin resistance, eventually restricts the pancreas from making enough insulin to maintain your blood glucose at normal levels, thus leading to the development of diabetes. Now that we have a better understanding of this condition and its causes, the next question to ask yourself is, what can I do to prevent being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes? Because type 2 is the result of an unhealthy lifestyle, the first steps to reducing your risk of developing diabetes include making simple changes to your diet, physical activity, and unhealthy habits. Making simple changes to your diet could easily reduce your risk of being diagnosed with type 2 by over 25%. For example, one simple change that could be made to your diet would be to trade in highly processed food such as white bread, white rice, mashed potatoes, donuts, bagels, and many breakfast cereals for whole grains and whole grain products such as whole wheat bread, brown rice, oatmeal, and barley. Eat 2 to 3 servings of whole grains daily to reduce the risk of developing diabetes. Along with eating 2 to 3 servings of whole grains daily, try to replace sugary beverages such as sodas, fortified fruit drinks, and juices with water, coffee, and/or tea. The coffee and tea without an excessive amount of cream and sugar. Another option would be to reduce drinking sugar-sweetened beverages to less than 1 serving per month, if not completely eliminate them. While consuming at least 2 to 3 servings of whole grains and reducing consumption of sugary drinks, also try to cut down consumption of trans fats that are found in packaged baked goods, fried foods, fast food from many restaurants, and any products that contained partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, and instead try to consume foods with polyunsaturated fats found in liquid vegetable oils, nuts, and seeds. While eating more whole grains and polyunsaturated fats and drinking less sugary drinks, limiting red meat such as beef, pork, and lamb to less than a 3-ounce serving daily, and completely avoiding processed red meat such as bacon, hot dogs, and deli meats is extremely helpful in reducing your risk. Instead, consume an increased amount of nuts, low-fat dairy products, poultry, fish, or whole grains. Although maintaining a healthy and balanced diet is extremely important in preventing diabetes, increasing physical activity can also be beneficial. Doing simple exercises for 30 minutes daily helps lower the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. For example, brisk walking, swimming, or doing water aerobics for 30 minutes every day and/or for more than 5 hours weekly, along with consuming whole grains and avoiding red meat and sugary drinks, can reduce your risk for diabetes by over 50%. Finally, along with maintaining a healthy, balanced diet, as well as exercising daily, It is vital that if you are currently obese or overweight, that you attempt to lose 7% of your body weight to reduce the risk of developing diabetes by decreasing calorie intake, depending on current weight, to maintain a 7% loss. A BMI of 18.5 to 24.9 is the normal range. Anything above is considered overweight, and anything above 30 is considered obese and should be reduced using methods of exercise and eating detailed previously. If needed, reduce waist size to below your height divided by 2. For example, a person 72 inches tall should reduce his or her waist size to below 36 inches if it is well over the maximum. Using abdomen-focused exercises. Speaking of maintaining healthy habits, avoid smoking at all costs. If you are a smoker, it is extremely important that you try your hardest to quit, as it can decrease your chance of developing type 2 diabetes by over 30%. If needed, use nicotine replacement therapy, join smoke-free programs and support groups, and learn more about your triggers in order to control the urge more effectively. Although diabetes is a widespread disease that unfortunately is becoming more prevalent, these simple yet extremely effective methods of prevention have the ability to stop diabetes from becoming more common. So if you know you may be at risk of developing type 2, keep these methods in mind. Thank you for listening.